What Does Sabbath Look Like for You? By Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he'd been doing, so on the seventh day, he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Genesis 2:2-3. Sabbath once was a sacred and protected sacrament. A Sabbath is defined as a day of religious observance and abstinence from work. Recently, my kids and I listened to Farmer Boy by Laura Ingalls Wilder and were amazed by the strict description of how the Sunday Sabbath was observed during this time. Families spend the day enforcing no playing, talking, or doing much of anything. This level of strict observance of a Sabbath is hard to imagine in our modern world, where life keeps going full speed ahead 24/7. Thankfully, we've embraced a more grace-filled approach to our seventh day of the week. This begs the question, is the concept of Sabbath still applicable to our modern lives? Are there consequences for pushing ourselves to be productive 7 days out of the week? Does going harder really mean we accomplish more? Should we protect a Sabbath day as part of our routine? What do we gain when we schedule strategic pauses in our lives? These are important and practical questions for every believer as we now live in a culture that is obsessed with optimizing our time and productivity. The fact is, how we use our time has real consequences. Time is a finite commodity in our lives. Intentional decisions about how we use our days are an important part of wise living. We see this truth simply put in Psalm 90:12, which says, "Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom." God has real reasons for instructing and modeling for us the practice of taking a Sabbath that we would be wise to pay attention to. He created us with real limits and a real need for Him. Sabbath is just one way that we are reminded that God is our provider. Time and time again, we see that in His economy, He does more with our obedience, even if many ways that means we are doing less than others. When we follow God's commands, He multiplies our time and resources. At the start of the Bible is an account of God's creation of our world. He worked, making our known universe for 6 days straight, and then on the seventh day, He rested. He set the seventh day apart as holy or sacred. God sets the precedent for the intentional use of our time. God did not need a day off. He elected to set apart time to enjoy the work that He had just done. Many of us may not feel the need to press pause on our workflow. Working hard past the Monday through Friday 9-to-5 may not leave us exhausted, yet God shows us that we need to be intentional about balancing the work and reflection. Part of worship requires that we reflect on and remember the things God has done, Psalm 143:5. This only happens when we make the choice to take some of our time and dedicate it to the Lord. We so quickly lose sight of the things that matter in our lives. Just as the Israelites quickly turned to grumble when things started to get difficult, even after God had performed countless miracles on their behalf. We so easily forget what God has done for us and His mission for our lives. Sabbath is the intentional practice of forcing our minds and hearts to refocus on the beauty of God's provision in our lives. At the end of God's 6 days of creation, He knew His work was good. He didn't want to blow past creation's majesty. He wanted to soak in it. Sabbath allows us to soak in God's presence, to reflect on His good gifts, to meditate on His promises, and to reconnect with Him so our lives can be lived with the proper perspective. If our desire is to live a life in a relationship with Jesus, then we have to make time to connect with Him. Sabbath is an essential way to focus your attention on Jesus. That could be through attending a church service, reading the Bible, singing worship songs to God, praying, being in nature, creating, connecting to a community of believers, or listening to an insightful sermon. God speaks in a variety of ways, but we know we hear Him best when we commit time to focus our hearts on Him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.